Hello, good evening, Audio Boo. I'm just posting an update. So many of you have been just so amazing and supportive about this whole visa application saga that I thought I'd let you know what's developed since then, because there have been some developments. I ended up filling out the form. I could access it on the Mac, actually. I also, to access it on the PC, I basically, what I needed to do is turn off, find the place where I should click, turn off all my screen reading technology, click and turn it back on, and then it was okay. So I could do it from either PC or the Mac, but it really shouldn't be that way. And the application, I kid you not, I don't know if it was less than 10 pages. I think it might have been more. It's
like Spanish Inquisition is what it is.
Yeah. It wanted everything from what you'd expect. Your name, your passport number, how long you've been to, you want to visit. All that is normal and expected. Then it wanted, you know, and you know, who you're traveling with, where you're going to be staying, contact point in the States, all that, I guess, again, is to be expected. But then they wanted to know,
had
I been to the States before, and I need to talk about the last 5 times I've been to the States. Start and end dates, and they also wanted the visa number that I had, the last visa number I had when I applied. What was the authorization number that I got then? And there was a checkbox for don't know, but come on, who's gonna know?
Well,
yeah, I had to describe the last 5 visits going back right back to 1992. Or 1991, actually. So yeah, that was an interesting journey, and it took forever. Then they ask you all these questions, like, do you have all these contagious diseases? And then they start asking you, are you going to the States? Do you intend to go to the States to engage in terrorist activity? It's like, yeah, I'm going to write yes, even if I was, right? Yeah, it's like, yes, what kind of terrorist activity are you going to be engaging in? Are you going to fund a terrorist organization? Like, people who are going to do that are going to put that on their visa.
Have you been involved in money laundering?
Yeah. Are you gonna go and work in prostitution? It's like,
yeah, or people's trafficking. And,
yeah, and organ trafficking, and it's like, of course everything is no. But even if it was yes, would I actually admit to that? I don't know. So. Of course, yeah. I'm here to do 9/11 2.0. What, don't you know? So yeah, I was a bit flabbergasted by the questions. Do you have a criminal? Have you ever been arrested? Which I wasn't.
Okay, and I have seen questions like this on applications, but this was like 5 pages of it. It was insane.
Yeah. Do you have a physical or a mental disorder that may endanger everyone else around you? It's like,
or yourself.
It's like,
I don't think so.
So, got that done. Pages and pages and pages and pages.
Actually, on that particular point, some might wonder whether people might use a fairly broad interpretation of that point. But on my application, which was considerably easier, it actually went into quite a lot of detail about what qualified and what didn't. And it basically had to be the letter of what they were saying for you to have to say yes. Which is good, because I don't want anyone saying to me that blindness comes under that, because
No, it says physical disorder. I don't think anybody would think that blindness is a disorder. Even on mine. So yeah, we'll tell you about Jeff's visa in a sec, because Jeff's visa was significantly took about 5 minutes from start to finish. So 10 pages of this. And then they want you to upload a photo. Again, normal. But their photo requirements are very specific. You have to be on a such and such background, wearing such and such clothing, and you cannot have any facial expression. Your facial expression has to be neutral, both eyes looking straight at the camera. There is to be no shadow on your face. There is to be no things like, you know, if you normally wear a hearing aid, then you can have it on you. But if you normally, for example, wear dark sunglasses, you know, some blind people do. I personally don't because, well, I can see a little bit and that would kill everything that I see. And also I don't need to or don't want to. But, you know, basically, if you're blind and you wear these dark glasses, you're supposed to not wear them in your picture because you need to be recognized. But the thing is that if you normally wear them, you wouldn't be recognized without them, would you? And if, you know, you can wear eyeglasses, but you can't wear sunglasses and whatever. But the thing is that you can't, if you want to take the picture yourself, you can, but they give you very, very specific guidelines on the size, the measurements, the how to crop it, how to cut it, how to take it, which background. It can't be, like, outside.
And the file has to be a JPEG of no more than 240K in size.
Yeah.
It's like, come on.
That's tiny, isn't it?
It is. JPEG is kind of like the MP3 of the images, but still 240K is...
So basically, that's why there are a lot of Photoshops that specialize in it. And I had to call all these places, found Photoshop that specialized in it, ran over to there in Thursday afternoon traffic, which is equivalent to Friday afternoon traffic everywhere else. Got it done. Got them to give me hard copies as well as email me a scanned copy so that I could upload it. When it got back home, brought up the application again because you save it and you can't retrieve it if you don't have this password plus your application ID, which is not, you know, which is a unique ID that it generates. You upload the photo and it checks to see, excuse me, whether it's an okay photo. Then it gives you a thing that says go ahead and upload your, you know, go ahead and submit. You submit, and then it wants you to put in a captcha. After you've done all this and you're ready, it wants and you to, and you do your electronic signature, your name, your passport number,
and
a captcha. Luckily, they had an audio captcha, or I would have been just livid. And the audio captcha wasn't very clear. We had to have three goes at it, but at least we managed.
But relatively speaking, it's not as bad as a lot of the other
Google
ones.
Yeah, but it was done. Then you get a confirmation number, and you have to print this confirmation form, and you have to print it using a laser printer, which I don't have, and my mom doesn't have, and so we have to figure out who has a laser printer, because all this does, this visa application, is grant you an interview to actually get your visa. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, pay $160, which is non-refundable whether you get the visa or not.
For a visa.
$160. $160.
That's insane.
Okay? That's nuts.
For a visa.
So you pay that. You have to either pay online or over the phone. Then you have to set up an interview.
Oh, this is where the fun really starts.
Oh, the fun was, that was great. You set up an interview. What do? You have to call this call center. I think
you
it was
online. But...
Yeah, well, I think you, I don't know. But you call this call center. I called and paid through them. Then they transferred me to do the interview. And to not to do the interview, but to
set up
the interview. Spoke to someone. Very nice people there, by the way. I think it's a call center. And from the accents, it sounds like they're all based in Russia or Ukraine or something like that. But they are very nice. And try to be as helpful as possible, except for the last prick who spoke to me. And got a nice lady who said that the first interview, she saw, I gave her the confirmation number for my application, the confirmation number for my payment, my passport number, saw that, then she, yeah, then she said, okay, I can give you an interview to get a visa, to go to the American embassy. This is like a standard thing. I don't know how they have time to interview everybody. On the 12th of June at 8:30 a.m. That's the first available. I said, oh my gosh, what's the turnaround time? And she said, well, if, you know, it could take anywhere after that from 3 to 10 business days. Now, 10 business days starting on the 12th of June is 2 weeks. Where we won't need to travel, on the 21st, and we can't travel. 2 weeks is definitely would be into the time of the conference. So I said to her, "Oh my gosh, you know, I this is the deal. I needed to not take 2 weeks." She said, "Look, take this appointment because you have to take the original appointment you're given. And here is an email address for emergency expedited interviews. You need to write to them, explain your emergency, and you have to provide documentation to verify the emergency." Like, you can't just say, you know, you have to, like, if someone, God forbid, dies, you have to send them the death certificate. Or, you know, because of this conference, then you have to send them an official letter from Jeff's office, you know, Jeff's work, saying that there is this conflict. I mean, it's un-fucking believable. Excuse my French.
The emergency is that our work people didn't provide enough notice for us to do.
Yeah, and it's not our fault.
No.
Okay, so yeah,
I get the appointment.
I get a confirmation email telling me what I need to bring to the appointment, reminding me that I need to bring the printed copy so that their stupid barcode scanner can print it. So it needs to be in a laser printer. God forbid they actually look at it. And so,
and your passport.
My passport, obviously, 2 pictures, blah, 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 blah. Then they say, then I get this email and I get the confirmation that I have to print all the everything I have to print. Then a minute later, and now this is 20 minutes before they close, and they're not working tomorrow because it's Friday. Your appointment has been successfully canceled. And I'm thinking, what?
Yes, we busted that all afternoon.
What? What do you mean? Who canceled it? So I call them. I still have 15 minutes. I call them. I found this guy who called himself Jerry, probably Gregory or something. Whatever. Saying to him, what is this? I got this cancellation email. And he's like, well, I've got you down for the 12th of June at 10:50 a.m. I'm like, no, but, you know, I had a confirmation email at 8:30 and a cancellation. I don't know anything about 10:50. And as I was talking to him, an email came in telling me that I have a 10:50 appointment.
On the same day.
On the same day. Why did it get canceled? I don't know. And I said, how do I know that this isn't going to get canceled again? I don't have the time to spare. I don't know, ma'am. There's nothing I can do. I'm sorry. Blah, 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 blah. Whatever. I said, fine. And so that's where we are.
Then our food arrived.
And I am just exhausted. I mean, I kid you not, really. I nearly passed out when he was taking my picture. I was standing there next to the wall and I had to hold onto the wall. I mean, my head was spinning. I don't know. I didn't know what to do with myself. It's just not right to put someone through that. You know, for what?
It's crazy. So I hope that this visa is good for a few years because we will have worked hard enough to get it.
Yeah. And, you know, again, I shouldn't have to work so hard. I lived in the States. I graduated from high school in the States. My mother is an American citizen. You can verify all this. I'm not going to do any harm to the United States of America.
After a lot of years, I'm still living there.
No, and I like the place. I live there. I feel more, you know, connected to it than to Israel in some respects. You know, come on, seriously. So, okay, fine. And the awkward thing about it is that in the middle of all this, we decided to take care of Jeff's visa.
Because we've done as much as we could do before we dealt with the photo.
So Jeff's visa, I said, what does my husband have to do? He's got an Israeli passport and an Australian passport. Oh, well, if he has an Australian passport, he can apply for the visa waiver program. What's that? Well, that's a certain number of countries, 37 countries that don't need a visa to come to the United States. By the way, the UK is included. And most of the EU countries. And Australia and New Zealand. Okay, what do? Okay, you go to this website, you fill out the form, you pay $14.
Yeah.
Okay, not $160. $14. You fill out the forms, click, click, click. 2 minutes later, welcome to the United States.
Yes. It's basically saying, this is authority to travel to the United States. It doesn't guarantee you entry. Someone at your port of entry will finally determine that, but yeah.
Yeah.
So I didn't need photos or anything.
Nothing. 2 seconds later, he's in the United States.
Great.
And so I felt very, very frustrated and disempowered and in a way, kind of like, it's not personal, obviously, and I'm not going to take this personally, but it's like, why? Why put someone through it? So, yeah, so now we have to get their office to write a letter so that I can email. I want to email tonight because we haven't booked yet.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we need to, but we need to know how to go about booking because we need to know whether we need to book and they pay us back, or they want to book for him, or what not. So that's where we're at. And I'll keep you posted, but I hope that I can get an appointment before the 12th, because that is bloody ridiculous. That's all I have to say. When I went to Finland, you know, last month, I didn't have to do any of it. I showed up. Same thing when I went to Germany, or if I go, you know, when I go to the UK, nothing.
I've never needed a visa to travel anywhere. This is the first time I've even had to apply for anything. That's just for a visa waiver.
Even when I went to New Zealand, I didn't need a visa. When I went to Australia, I needed a visa, but it was like I got it through the travel agent. I paid $60, and it was like, fill out the form, sign your name, blah, 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 blah. Nothing else. So anyway, I will keep you posted. My head is spinning and I really need a cup of tea. Talk to you guys anon. Bye.
Bye.